This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The politics that scapegoats others, the immigrant, the refugee, someone who seems different than us. We have to call this mentality what it is, a threat to the values that we profess. As Americans and Canadians, we will continue to welcome refugees. And we can ensure that we're doing so in a way that maintains our security. We can and we will do both.
The president, and of course, talking about security measures and talking about letting people come into the United States, refugees, it is absolutely a hot button issue in this election cycle. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we stand on the doorstep of whoa. In just a few weeks, we'll be talking about Philly and we'll be talking about Cleveland, the Democrats and then the Republicans. So Democrats go first. Who's going to be the VP? What's the convention going to look like? And then, of course, the Republicans as well. Mitt Romney today saying in good faith he can't vote for Trump or for Clinton. And says he's moving to Canada. No, he didn't say the Canada part. Everybody always just says, I'm moving to Canada if they get elected. He didn't throw that part in, though. He's staying. By the way, it's just more of the same where Trump is vowing to indict Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton shouts back about Donald Trump on the campaign trail. The woman card issue comes up quite a bit. And then there is the deposition with Huma Abedin, who was Hillary Clinton's aide, and she revealed in a deposition, or the deposition that was revealed on Tuesday, that she was at one point frustrated by Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server for official government business. Whoops! By the way, Abedin, if you don't know it, is married to Anthony Weiner, and of course we know what his exposure problems were and how he eventually was no longer the congressman from New York. The Democrats had high hopes for him that he would run for president one day, but obviously that's not to be based on some of the crazy things that Anthony Weiner did, and he's out of politics. In the meantime, the CIA chief, Brennan, says ISIS likely is plotting a major attack in the U.S. If you picked up any paper or just looked at the headlines online from any paper, that would probably be screaming at you, pulsating. Major attack, U.S. What is the likelihood of that happening? We know it can happen. Oh, I hope we never jump on these airwaves to say that again. I've already been through that once. It's very sad to see the pictures of the family, families who were crying and, you know, hugging coffins and makeshift areas of victims, people who were killed on that attack in the Istanbul airport. And there was one picture I saw in particular, a 27-year-old flight officer was one of the victims. And, of course, there was a Turkish flag-draped coffin during her funeral ceremony in Istanbul because, boom, it was just like that. 41 people killed. Over 200 people were wounded in that attack. Let's go to Grimm. Hello, Grimm.
Sadness. Hey, Kate, I talked to the same guy that, you know, my buddy I told you about with the Target deal.
Yes.
And I was talking to him. Let's see if you and I can't carry the same conversation and end up the same. But I was telling him, I was listening to Sean Hannity Tuesday, and mm-hmm. he had this Secret Service guy that had wrote a book when he was guarding the Clintons in the White House. He was part of the White House staff. And he said, oh, yeah, I've seen him on the Sean Hannity Fox show that night. And I said, well, hey, doesn't it kind of make you feel just a little bit forgiving to Bill Clinton?
Oh,
Yep, you agree with him. You know, he laughed too, and he said, yeah, it kind of does. I mean, I can't forgive him for what he did, but I mean, I can understand better now.
Right. Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, I also noticed something else. You know, I mean, you seen the latest thing with Hillary and Elizabeth Warren, and when they got together, almost wearing the same pantsuits and same color and everything. I said, I'm kind of beginning to believe that Hillary Clinton's a closet lesbian.
You do? Why do you think that? Come on. Come on.
Oh, he agreed with me. Ain't you about to, too? I mean, her
crazy generation,
too, a lot of them wanted children, and that's where they stayed, you know, and continue to stay. Because they just, you know, I mean, yeah, I married a man, but, you know, you know what I'm getting at.
You're crazy, you conspiracy theorist. You know, that's been said for a long time. People have floated that out there, that trial balloon.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, oh, well.
You're too funny.
But you know, I mean, it's just kind of, you know, you were talking about Wiener.
Right.
Hey, what about the Kardashians, Bo? I can't remember his name, but, you know, I mean, it's like Chris Brown, right?
Yes.
I mean, if he got out there nude, nobody'd say anything. He'd get set up on a pedestal.
Boy, that's true, huh?
Running for office.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, where do for the life of me, I can't figure out anything anymore.
Boy, it's true. It is an upside-down world, and what you think is going on sometimes isn't, and vice versa. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't know the lies from the truths anymore.
That's true. It's true. No, things aren't always... I think of it as looking in the mirror, you know, when you have the rear view... It says in the rear view mirror, objects appear... closer than they really are. Sometimes what we think is the truth is not. We're not as close to it as we think, and again, vice versa.
Yeah, well, I guess it's just still, I still firmly believe it's all about greed and ulterior motives.
Oh, yeah.
Towards that.
Well, power corrupts, and power is exhilarating for a lot of people, and especially when you're at the highest levels.
Oh, yes. Most definitely, because it gives
yes.
everything else they want.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, still yet, the greatest power you can have is, you know, doing for your fellow man.
Oh, I agree. Connectedness.
Yeah. Doing for your fellow man and as best as you can for, you know, their future and the Earth's future and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that the EPA I've complained about that's totally wrong. That our grandfathers knew about, that's better to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, landfills. Now, anytime you pile up one item in one area so concentrated, it's going to ruin something. Whereas individually, each person disposing of the garbage properly, you know, it becomes fertile to the earth.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if you grew up with burn barrels, but I did.
Burn barrels? Boy, I haven't thought about those in a long time. Now you see one. Somebody would call the cops if they saw a burn barrel. Oh, grim. He was very grim this time around, I have to say. He lived up to his name. All right, stay with us, everybody.
These musicians, checking what we bring, always rocking with ambitions. Yeah. And trapped inside the music, getting lost within the mission, trying to spread the...
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Tonight, across this nation and beyond the borders, probably too. Wherever you're listening to us, give us a shout. Shout! You can bang on these digits, 855-266-2283, or flip me an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. So, in our bag of tricks, easy for me to say, tricks in our upcoming weeks, we're back to our one-liner Mondays, where I learn how to tell jokes and comedians help me along. Because who doesn't need a comedian to help them be just a little bit funnier, right? It gets old, my fifth grade level jokes. So I'm gonna really spruce up the material in the joke department. You know, there's an art to telling jokes versus humor that has to do with kind of peeling back the onion. There's several different kinds of humor. So I thought we would just embrace this head on and have some fun with it throughout the rest of the summer. How's that? So if you have a good one-liner, send it to me. Do it. By the way, I am full of energy. And the reason I'm full of energy is because of my pal, Stephen Hewer. And I have been saying this now, it's really true. I've sent out some of these already. But if you want to try One World Way, which is what I've been taking now for a couple of months, then all you have to do is send me your address so I can send it to you. And it's like magic in a pouch. I mean, for me, it's magic because the energy thing, I couldn't kick that. people were telling me, oh, you're working too much, you're trying to do too many things, you're blah, blah, blah. So just get those, you know, B12 shots. It's like B12 shots. I think my grandmother was like 90 when she got them. What, are you kidding me? So anyway, it was just fortuitous that he reached out to me. I tried it. Hey, it was working. I realized I was getting not only the protein that I needed with what I was doing, but also that energy that I didn't expect that is part of it. So regardless, it's good. I like it. If you go to their website, you can see what I'm talking about. If you go to SG980.com, you'll see it. But I can send you some packets because they dumped a ton of packets on me. I asked him for some, and his definition and mine of some were way different, which is really good for all of you because that means I can send you a couple of packets and you can try it. I like the vanilla. I like the vanilla, but they've got chocolate, and chocolate's popular in other flavors, and it's pretty rad, as my friend would say, although I think that's a 90s word. Pretty rad. All right, speaking of energy, it's, in some of what I was reading about qualifying for the Olympics, I'll tell you who has energy. Michael Phelps, 5th Olympics. He's the first male swimmer to do that. But he qualifies. I mean, he's got to win. Wouldn't that be cool if he won? I mean, if he won a gold medal in one of his events. And, I mean, that just defies all the odds. This guy is superhuman already. He doesn't have anything else to prove, that's for sure. But the fact that that he is going and that you look at the length of time between the first swim in the first Olympic qualifying to what we have now, I think that's pretty special. The 200 meter butterfly, can't wait to see him do that. I mean, that's his. He has to swim his rear end off, but it certainly is possible. So he's working on his speed. He's definitely off of his world record of 151.51. He set that at the 2009 World Championships, but he's working on that. So think about what he's accumulated hardware-wise in the last four Olympics. 18 golds, 22 medals overall. Wow. Isn't that crazy? 22 medals overall. If he won two, and you could see he had 20 golds, I mean, that would be something, wouldn't it? But either way, the fact that he locked up going to the Olympics is very, very cool. All right, in the meantime, since we're on this, and a little bit of a kind of a sports twist, Jim Harbaugh, who was last year, or actually really the year before, the way football runs, was the coach of the 49ers, went back to his alma mater, Michigan, is the football coach of Michigan. They had a big announcement that he is pregnant, not him, his wife, because that would be a big announcement. Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh is pregnant. His wife is pregnant with their 7th child, 7 kids. Man, that is a lot of diaper changing, isn't it? 7th overall. 4th with his second wife, Sarah, because this is his second wife. And you got to think somewhere in there there's going to be somebody who carries on that football legacy. It just almost is inevitable that somebody in that clan will do that. 7, you know, it seems like everyone I meet now with children, they have 2. You have those small nuclear families. And every once in a while I'll meet someone where wow, they have, you know, five or more kids. And I think in a way that is so cool. They've got an infield and then some. So as they get older, they've got built-in playmates. And then if the friends come over, oh my. I think I've said this before on the air, and so pardon me if I have. But when I was growing up, there was a family down, not too far down the street from me. They had 14 kids. And the daughter, one of the daughters was my age, and we went to school together, and we were friendly, and I was invited to have breakfast at their house, and my mother just so desperately did not want me to go do it. She liked the family. She just didn't want me to, like, take up more space at their table. How many mouths were they feeding? Are you kidding me? And I was just fascinated. It was like a machine. It was like a well-oiled machine. It was, he sat down, someone was passing the plates around, because, you know, it's 14 kids, but then adult members in the family. So you had this, you could see they had the system down, and it was awesome. I mean, it was just the way everybody just passed the plates, boom, and they didn't miss a beat. It may have been the hottest pancakes I've ever eaten in my life. So no cold food. That's how good they were. They moved that food off of the stove and on to the table faster than I think anything I've ever seen. And that's what you do. With that many kids, everybody chips in. Wow. Is all I can say. So when somebody says, when we're talking about seven, we're talking about, I think, five, anything over five especially, that's a lot. But in another way, good for them if they can afford to do that, because think of the siblings as they get older, how many people they have to reach out to. I think that's pretty cool for them anyway. And then they've always got somebody that they can call up or somebody they can reach out to, or just they can have big family gatherings. So when you have those reunions, you have a lot of people that are going to them, and it becomes pretty interesting. So, but there's no one in my family that's got seven. I think the most is five. I think somebody had five, and that was it. So that kind of is there on that cut mark. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way next. Dawn Zier is going to join us at the tail end of the hour. Plus, your comments. We go to the mailbag. We're hitting that next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Once again, here we are. We're approaching a holiday, and a lot of you are thinking about another terror attack, what happened in Istanbul, and a slew of other really interesting stories that have touched your lives, some of them positive, not all negative. So that's what this mailbag is going to be all about. Let's dive in.
You have mail, mistress.
First one from Brenda. Kate, I know you've been talking about the polls with Clinton and Trump. I noticed I saw a poll where they are actually even. You're probably not surprised by that. I think you mentioned that things change day to day and week to week. Can we expect this the rest of the way? Great question, and of course I think we can expect it. It depends on what the news cycle is, the reaction to the news cycle, all that kind of stuff. So there's a new Quinnipiac University poll that showed Hillary Clinton and Trump are almost really neck and neck. Clinton leads him by 2 percentage points, 42% to 40. That is really close. It's within that margin of error. And I think it is going to come down to that, really. We may see percentages change along the route, you know, along the road, through the conventions and outside of the conventions. But I think it's going to be just that close. I think we're going to have more people than ever vote, I hope. Are you listening to me? That way you can complain all the way to the bank when you don't like what happens, if you don't like what happens. And I think it's important. It's important in a country where we do have a free election, even if it's not perfect and it frustrates us, to go and let your voice be heard. So it's a coin flip. It's a horse race. I don't see a complete pull away by either one. I really don't. Or maybe we don't see it, but then it happens at the tail end of the process. Something that we're not expecting, or all of a sudden something changes. You know, who knows? But it is very interesting, my friends. Very interesting. Roma says, Kate Delaney, I just discovered you. There is a group of us at work and the plant where I work that are listening to America Tonight. I appreciate the fact that you talk about a lot of different things. I think you call it zigging and zagging. Thank you for doing that. Don't change, because it could get very boring, even with some of the big guys, to listen to them drone on and on and on and say the same thing, especially if you're a person who maybe bucks the trend and stays by the radio, which we have the radio on, for a lot longer. It becomes a loop of the same old, same old. My, I guess, question for you is, of all the places you've been in the United States, and I can tell that you've been to a lot of places, what's your favorite? That is such a hard question. You know what? Somebody actually asked me that the other day about living places, what was my favorite. I had the pleasure of, in the business, going somewhere and getting in, like a smaller place, getting in and out to move up, because of course you're making nothing in broadcasting, especially when you get out of school. And I think this sounds like a squirrel answer, meaning that you're not just picking one place. There isn't just one place, because if I really go back and I think about, I spent time in California, and what was great about that is I really saw the whole state. So I spent time in Southern, lived in Central, went to Northern, and had the opportunity, because I like history. So that right there, that tells you. I had a chance to see all of the missions in California, all of the scenery, the, you know, along the highway, the 110, the 101, all the way up north and over the Golden Gate Bridge and then down by San Diego, and it blows my mind. And I also had the chance to go to, you know, Grand Canyon. I lived in Albuquerque. I spent some time there. Got to go to the Pueblos, learned about the history there. And on my off time, had a lot of fun, liked the people I worked with. And I found that every place that I've gone, I've had those opportunities. So to me, what draws me is, what is the history of the place? And if you right now are listening to me and you look around where you are, I guarantee, I don't care if you are in the smallest town or the biggest city or a decent-sized suburb, whatever it is, guarantee there's some interesting piece of history right there in your backyard. And that was what was so fascinating. I lived in a place that was so tiny, Kearney, Nebraska, but it had a big college, and it was a well-known college. And right there, they had this, the Harold Warp Museum, and this guy was wild. He invented aluminum foil, and it was crazy to go through that place, and I took everyone there. And then there were outlying areas, getting a chance to spend time on wide open farms and go to those silos with farmers and see what that was like, and that was just mind-blowing to me, to get lost in a wheat field somewhere that just seemed to stretch on forever. I didn't grow up near a giant wheat field, and it was pretty cool. Or to see lightning storms that come right towards you. Or on the scary side, to hear those tornado warnings where you had no idea what was happening until people that were locals there told me, oh yeah, when you hear that, make sure you take cover. And neighbors and people I knew that had storm shelters, and I wasn't familiar with that either. So there is no one place. It's really, I lived in Las Vegas of all places, but the Hoover Dam was there, and I went inside the Hoover Dam and went across the two time zones between Arizona and Nevada. Very, very cool. And a neat trip is to go there and then to go to the Grand Canyon, which isn't too far away. So I would say I can't pick that one place. When I say this on the air, why I think I can relate to so many different people is I've lived in every single section of the country, whether it's southeast, southwest, west, you know, northeast, midwest, you name it, and I've been in that direction. So I feel very fortunate. Other people would say, oh, it's like you were rootless when you were younger, you know, right out of school. But I would say, no, it gave me an amazing opportunity. All right, enough about me. Let's move on. This one from Mick. Kate, I'm wondering about the Olympics. You mentioned that the mayor in Rio, the acting mayor, was saying it was going to be a crisis. He's predicting a lot of problems. That doesn't bode well for all the people that have saved up money that are going there and the people that are competing. There's a lot for them to worry about, don't you think? Well, I think that when you talk about The Zika virus, that's big because you have younger people. So let's say they're married and they're young and they want to have children. So it's not just women. It's also now they're saying, and I didn't realize this, men. You had Jason Day, a PGA, very popular Australian golfer. He pulled out of the golf because of that. It is scary. I mean, they're trying to do what they can, and I'm not there on the ground, but from what I've heard, they are making huge strides. So the mayor has to throw that out there, I think. I thought about this the other day. He sort of has to throw that out there because he doesn't want people to come to Rio and think it's all rosy, perfect, and, gee, we don't need any help. He certainly wants help, and by that, I mean he wants other people, other countries who are helping with security, etc., not to, let's say, not to think it's perfect and there's not a problem, so they breathe and relax and don't chip in as much as they could. It's the opposite. He wants as much help as he can. He wants as much help as he can get, frankly. I mean, that's what the deal is. All right, how about this one is from Terry, listening to us in Illinois. Kate, I heard you talk about what happened in Istanbul the other night about the airport, and Ellen, who comes on your show, mentioned how it was so beautiful and how sad that is that she hadn't been in that area, but she had been in the airport many, many times and said it was just an awful thing to hear about. And I'm wondering if you think that we're going to see more attacks like these. Ugh. Asking a question like that, let's say, here's my answer. I hope we, let me be naive. Let's hope we never see attacks like those. And it's innocent people. It's people who have nothing to do with whatever the political agenda is, whatever the mindset is. They're just living. They're living, and now they're not living. And then you think kids, women, whoever else, men, doesn't matter. Death toll in that suicide bombing at the Istanbul airport is up to 41. The prime minister is saying that the government believed that ISIS was behind the assault. And at this airport, a lot of Europeans go through there, a lot of Westerners go through there, and you have, you know, at least 239 now. That number jumped, people injured. It could be minor injuries or much more serious injuries. But so my answer is no, I hope we don't see many more of those. We can't be naive. It's the world we live in. I mean, what are you going to say about that? But you have to live your life. You can't live in fear. So some of those people maybe were going to Turkey. Maybe they had business in Turkey. Maybe they had family in Turkey. Maybe they were Turkish people themselves that were going someplace else, and they just, unfortunately, were in the wrong place at the wrong time. But it was the right place. It was just the wrong people to be in there with them because they were traveling. They're traveling to go, you know, someplace else. This from Paul. Paul Ryan says he wants Obama to come up with a new trade deal with the UK because of Brexit. That sort of makes sense, don't you believe? Well, I think there's going to be a lot of maneuvering with the UK. We don't know where they end up. They're going to have a new prime minister. What happens monetarily? That's something to look at. So, no, it's not a surprise that there's a call to do a new deal with England. Part of what's going to have to be decided, and we had the great Ivan Elin back on our show the other night, and we were talking about this. What is America's role, period, with all the money that we're allocating for some of our allies? What happens? What happens with NATO? What happens futuristically, where are we cutting ties? What are we redoing? I think there's going to be a hard look at that. Absolutely. I think there is no definites here. Let's put it that way. No definites. All right, thanks so much for all of your emails. Remember, you too can join the fun. Whatever's on your mind, something you heard on the show, something you're thinking about, a cool neighbor you have that's doing something amazing that you want the world to know. Listen, I'll talk about it. What happens in your backyard happens in mine. So send me an email, americatonight.net.
The words used to be alive in my mouth, trying to find a way out. It's strange how it was I couldn't.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the show, Dawn Zier. She is the CEO of Nutrisystem. As all of you know, I've been doing Nutrisystem, and it's been phenomenal. I'm up to 38 pounds that I've lost, pounds that I thought, where people are saying to me, where were those pounds? It was probably because I wore baggy clothes that are now, I'm now down three sizes, three, actually even a little bit more than that. It depends on the way the clothes are cut, but it's been so amazing for me. Dawn, as always, I love Nutrisystem, and it's fun to have you on.
Great. Happy to be here again, and congratulations on your success, Kate. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, and you know what's, here's the biggest difference, and I want to tell everyone this because I know a lot of people are looking to me and trying to relate, and they know with a crazy schedule. I've said this before, and you know this, Dawn, that my problem was, or my challenge was, that I have a crazy schedule. So I wouldn't pack anything. I'd be rushing around thinking, oh, I'll get something healthy, and then, of course, I wouldn't. I'd have a small window of time, and where did I end up at the fast food window?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, and that's tough. So summertime is here, and a big holiday is coming up, July 4th. That means, for a lot of people, barbecues. It means downing alcohol, beer, whatever, fattening desserts, hot dogs, hamburgers, all that kind of stuff. So how do we survive barbecues?
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because summer's hard. You know, the good thing about summer is we tend to be a little more active, so that helps. But there's also a lot more opportunity to feast, if you will, with those fun barbecues. So, you know, we think through a couple of bits of advice for people, and you know, firstly, you mentioned before the beer, the alcohol, all that. You know, we say, you know, everybody wants to have a nice cold beer or a glass of wine on a hot day. Fine to have one, but really, you know, pace yourself and, you know, intersperse as you go through the day, lots of water and lots of, you know, infused drinks, unsweetened iced tea, things like that.
Oh, yeah, that definitely helps. And, you know, it's interesting. That becomes a habit, too. All you just have to say in your mind, you said it, do it in between. It doesn't mean you couldn't have one, but
right.
Having a lot, alcohol is fattening. It puts on, you know, I'm surprised people don't realize this, and I'm sure you know this, but it's like margaritas, those summertime drinks. Margaritas, are loaded with like 800 calories in some cases.
Yeah, they sure taste good, but exactly. And then also the alcohol erodes your willpower a little bit, right? So you tend to eat more as well. So
yeah.
It's good to really keep it in moderation. Another thing we like to tell people is, you know, bring your own food. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, bring your Nutrisystem or all your own, you know, weight loss products, whatever you're doing for success. But, you know, you can be the person that volunteers to bring the vegetable platter or the fruit dish. So at least, you know, when you're there, you'll know there'll be some go-to food for you. You know, chips tend to be a downfall for a lot of people, so it's good to have other crunchy stuff like vegetables there and, you know, bring it yourself. Volunteer to bring it so it's there for everyone.
Yeah, and on Nutrisystem, there are those sides you get anyway that you know you eat X amount of vegetables, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You could make eggs. You know, people have eggs a lot of times, hard-boiled eggs. That's always a great thing where you freeze them and you can take them, too, I think, with you. I'm sure you would suggest the same thing. And as you say, you don't have to bring your own food, but you know what's really cool, and this has worked for me, the little hamburgers. So you have a little hamburger that's part of your lunch, and it tastes great.
Yeah, the hamburgers are really good, and you can, you know, heat that up, and you can look like everyone else.
Yep.
You're just having a slider when everyone else is having maybe a, you know, much larger and much more calorie-laden burger. But, yeah, you know, again, as you and I have talked about, it's not about deprivation. It's really about, you know, figuring out, having a game plan as you go to these barbecues. We also like to tell people, you know, have some food before you leave home. So have your lunch. Have something so you're not going there on an empty stomach, and the first thing you see are the nuts and the chips and the, you know, salsa dip and things like that. So don't go starving to the party.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before too. Nutrisystem, of course, you do a lot of great research because you're looking at trends, you're looking at what people are doing. That's how you're finding the foods, etc. Do you find that summer is the hardest time for people?
I think leading up to the holidays, so of course, you know, that November to December time period is extraordinarily difficult. I would say that's probably the hardest time of year because people also give themselves a little more permission to let go. In summer, you know, there's more, you know, glaring things that are vanity driven at us. So, you know, we're not going to be in our baggy sweaters and stuff during the summer. So, but, you know, but it's hard because summer is also a time of great socialization, and that does make it one of the tougher times of year.
Yeah.
You're off your regular schedule a little bit and letting, you know, your hair down and having a little more fun.
Yeah. Do you recommend that you tell people? So what's happened with me is, of course, there's people are noticing, absolutely they're noticing and cheering me on, and they love it. And so I'm getting a lot of support. I mean, I think if I went crazy at the chip and dip route, I think my friends would stop me because they see what's happened and they love it. But sometimes there's people that sabotage you, right?
Yeah, there are people there that, you know, if they're struggling, they might not like seeing your success. But in general, you know, people are very supportive. So, you know, if you explain to someone, hey, the food looks great, you know, I'm just going to take a small bite. It's not, you know, and then go again, have your fruit and veggies and other healthy items. I think that's fine. But, yeah, it's good to always have that support group around you. And I do find that, you're right, people do cheer you on. If you come in and you're down, you know, two or three, you know, clothing sizes, people notice and they're going to want you to, you know, they're not going to want to see you eating, you know, the five cupcakes and the chocolate cake and all that. You know, they'll be, you know, saying, oh, look, she has it under control. She's having the watermelon or whatever it might be.
Yeah, absolutely. So remember the water, too. That's what we talked about right at the beginning. Dawn Zier,
yeah,
have
the water's important.
Absolutely. Have a happy 4th of July, CEO of Nutrisystem. Thanks so much.
You too, Kate.
All right, so it's really true. It's interesting, you know, in talking about holidays, she's absolutely right. That's where it is so much tougher because instead of using common sense, I mean, like, we can't help it, right? You think that the calories are invisible, I don't know. And you're just having a good time. So I call it mindless eating. And what I mentioned to Dawn is so true. I didn't eat a lot, actually. What I would do is during the day, and I know you third shifters especially can relate to this, where you're tired, you're just sleeping, you grab a cup of coffee and maybe drink some water, and so you haven't, like, eaten a whole bunch of food. But then what happens is you just sit down and have one giant meal because you haven't eaten anything all day long, so you're starving. And I know she and I have talked about that before. And, of course, that's terrible because it's not good for you. Usually you get those headaches and whatever, but how are you eating healthier? You're not going to really sit down, chop up incredibly healthy food, I don't think, and make that one giant meal something incredibly healthy. So on 4th of July, what I found with Nutrisystem and why it is such a perfect coupling with me is I don't have to think about it. I have lettuce. I have other vegetables I can throw in with what I'm eating, and I like the food. The food is super, super good. You see the commercials where you see Marie Osmond and you see Dan Marino, and you know how much I love sports and how relatable that is for me. And sports guys and hanging out with guys and doing sports things and whatnot, there is that tendency where it's pizza and, you know, just brutal things that are just calorie bombs. And I think with 4th of July, now that I'm thinking about it on the top of my head, I can remember, like, my mother, and when we first would have 4th of July's as kids, where we'd have those giant, you know, bowls of potato salad. So you're not taking a little bit of potato salad, really, because, again, that's the amount of food is the thing. So there would be huge sides, and there'd be coleslaw, and maybe there'd be French fries or something else like that, depending on whatever the main food was. And you know that with barbecue. And, of course, the sauce. There are sauces that are lower calorie. And that's the other thing about Nutrisystem, because I'm a sauce person. The sauce that is with, like, the turkey and the stuffing is awesome. The sauce that is in, there's like a barbecue burger that's got sauce with it. Amazing. Same thing with the breakfast. So it is, like I said, it's the perfect coupling for me. And that's why I think it works for a guy like a Dan Marino and other men I know. And that's why my cousin did it. My cousin John, who, good looking guy, same as me, just a little bit of pounds packed on that didn't seem like it was a lot. Then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what's happening to my waistline? And John did the same thing. He had to have knee surgery, and he realized, you know what, this is not fun and games anymore with this extra, I'm not realizing, 38, 40 pounds. So he went on Nutrisystem, and boy, did he shrink, and does he feel good, and he does that. He does the same thing. He brings the burgers and whatnot. So check it out. Nutrisystem really is a game changer. It certainly has been for me. Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.